said, that person will not enter Jannah who has an atom's worth of pride in his heart. Who has an atom's worth of pride. فَقَالَ رَجُلٌ So a person said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ الرَّجُلَ يُحِبُّ وَيَكُونَ ثُوبُهُ حَسَنٌ وَنَعْلُهُ حَسَنًا A person told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that a man, he likes that his clothes must be beautiful, he likes that his shoes must be beautiful. This person understood that if a person is wearing good things, good looking things, then this may be a sign of pride. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so beautifully explained, إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَمِيلٌ يُحِبُّ الْجَمَالِ That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beautiful. Allah Pak likes beautiful things. What it means is a person shouldn't be extravagant. But within a person's means, if a person uses those things that look nice, they appear to be nice, he keeps his appearance looking nice, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he likes that type. Not that a person, he is himself, he's got wealth, but he makes it appear to people that he's a pauper, he's battling, he's in need. This is not desired in Islam. Islam is a person makes himself presentable, he looks nice, he looks decent. But in the same time, he doesn't have any pride in his heart. Sometimes you find a person, he can have a good clothes, good house, good vehicle, etc. But at the same time, there's no pride in the heart. At the same time, you'll get somebody, you'll find a person who's hardly got anything, but he's very proud and he's very arrogant. This type of person, Allah Pak detests the most. So the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is explaining us so beautifully that Allah Pak himself is beautiful, he likes beauty. He likes that a person should be presentable, a person should keep himself nice, looking good, keeping himself in such a way that he's presentable and he mixes easily with people. And but Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explains to us what is real pride. Al-kibru batrul haqqi wa ghamtun nas rawahu Muslim. That pride is where a person rejects haqq. When the truth is told to him, haqq is presented to him, just because now he already has taken one position that is against that. So now just to remain on his position and insist that I have to be right because this is the position I took, it is some type of tawazu, some type of humility for me to accept that I was wrong. So a person insists that he was right. Shaitan, we find that he was the greatest alim. He had the most amount of knowledge. He was the greatest abid. Nobody at that time had made more ibadah than Shaitan. And at the same time, Shaitan was the greatest ashik. You see, he had a lot of love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But one thing he didn't have marifat. He didn't recognize the maqam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where that command is coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he found it very hard to make sajda to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And because of this pride, he dropped such a great person, such a great personality, that he, amongst the malaika, although he wasn't an angel, but he enjoyed the presence and the company, and he enjoyed in the circle of the malaika. Allah Pak had given him such privilege. But because of pride, he couldn't accept what was correct, and then dropped him from the highest to the lowest and the lowest. That's why he's known as Shaitan al-Mardud al-Rajim, the rejected one. So this shows us how harmful pride is. Anyway, today's hadith, عن سلمة ابن الأكوع رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رجلا أكل عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بشماله هذا سلمة ابن الأكوع رضي الله تعالى عنه he explains that a person ate by Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم with his left hand. This unfortunately is such a common thing. Sometimes even at home on our own dasturkhan, a child will eat with the left hand, he won't be corrected by the parents. So here we should ensure that every adab and every sunnah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم is maintained. So here there was a person that was eating with his left hand with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was the style of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. He'd seen anything that was incorrect, he would correct it immediately. So he told this person, فَقَالَ كُلْ بِيَمِينِكَ That eat with your right hand. So this person, now we just mentioned, where a person maintains his position because he doesn't want to change out of pride. That I've already taken this position, I'm eating with my left hand, here I'm being corrected. So this person, he replies to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he didn't want to accept now the correction. So that's why when a person who's got humility, very easily he'll correct himself. Somebody will tell him something and he'll realize that I'm wrong, he'll correct and he'll progress very, very fast. Even if you ask a doctor, that patient that asks very little questions, he's told him, take this tablet 3 times a day, he takes it 3 times a day without insisting why it must be like that and I think it should be like this and according to my experience I must take this other medicine. So that type of patient doesn't progress too much. But that one who listens and he obeys, he accepts the correction and he accepts the advice of those that know, he progresses. So even in deen, where a person listens and takes advice, he progresses. So this person was eating with his left hand. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told him, eat with your right hand. So he replied, he didn't want to change his position. He replied, La astati'u. that I am not in a position, I'm not able to eat with my right hand. I can't eat with my right hand. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told him, قَالَ لَسْتَطَعْتَ. In that case, if you can't eat with your right hand, you won't be able to eat with your right hand. مَا مَنَعَهُ إِلَّا الْكِبْرِ. Nothing prevented him from eating with his right hand at that time except pride. Now he was being corrected, he refused to take the correction. The only reason he refused was because of pride. قَالَ فَمَا رَفَعَهَا إِلَىٰ فِيهِ. رَوَاهُ مُسْلِمْ. After Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said this, this person became paralyzed. He couldn't pick up his hand, his right hand now, and put it to his mouth. So that shows us how dangerous this pride is. That it's such a dangerous thing that despite rahmatul lil alameen, the person being the most merciful of all those that can show mercy, Allah Pak had sent him as a mercy to all the worlds. But despite that, because of this man's pride, the one statement of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sufficient. This person had become paralyzed and now he couldn't eat with his right hand. So here we learn how important it is to maintain humility at all times. And if we are corrected, we must accept the correction immediately and be grateful to that person that has corrected us. And if for some reason somebody tells us something that we don't have, then we should make sabr. But at no time we should entertain any type of fight and any type of quarrel just because somebody tried to correct us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.